Case number 25543, this is an application of Resource Energy Can-Am LLC for an order amending the field rules for the Ambrose Bakken Pool to establish five overlapping 1,280-acre spacing units. Divide County, all interested parties, please come forward.
Thank you, Madam Examiner. Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 1855, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing in case 25543 on behalf of Resource Energy Can-Am LLC. We're going to be calling three witnesses in this matter. Madam Examiner, as I indicated, we'll be calling three witnesses. Jennifer Corso, C-O-R-S-O, will be offering some land testimony. Troy Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M, will be offering some geologic testimony. And then Bill Kent, K-E-N-T, will be offering some engineering testimony.
Ms. Corso, do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jennifer, would you state your name for the record, please?
Jennifer Corso.
And Jennifer, by whom are you employed and what capacity?
I am with my Resource Energy, and I'm the land manager.
And in that capacity, have you had an opportunity to testify before the commission previously?
No.
What I'd like you to do then, Jennifer, is briefly highlight for the examiner and the commission staff your educational background and work experience.
I have a bachelor's degree from Colorado State University in English. I've been employed with Resource since we formed in late 2015, and prior to that I was employed by Source Energy and was the land manager there as well.
Okay. And in preparation for today's hearing, have you made a thorough study and review of all the relevant land matters concerning the two applications that are before the commission today?
I have.
Okay. And have you also prepared or had prepared under your control and supervision some exhibits you intend to sponsor?
Yes.
Would offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Jennifer, let's turn first to the packet of exhibits for case 25543. Let's go to what's been previously marked as Exhibit 1. Could you identify Exhibit 1 and then briefly describe what's contained upon it?
Yes. Exhibit 1 is outlined in red, the spacing units that we have requested as 1280s under this case. Their respective A, B, C, D, and E. The yellow basically is those are land positions.
Okay. And then let's go to Exhibit 2. Can you tell me what Exhibit 2 is?
Exhibit 2 outlines the ownership information. So they're labeled respectively with A, B, C, D, and E. If you look under ownership summary for A, which is section 2L11, Resource Energy has 51.56% of the gross working interest. SM Energy has 36.39%, Bakken Hunter has 9.7, and other interests of 2.35. And as you see through the remainder of the units that we're requesting, Resource Energy has the majority interest.
And the reason for this request is this area is currently spaced on the drilling of horizontal Bakken wells on a 640-acre spacing pattern. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And the request is to change that spacing pattern to allow development on a 1,280-acre pattern. Is that correct?
That's correct.
No further questions of the land witness, Madam Examiner.
Any questions from the staff? Mr. Graham, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
Yes.
Thank you.
Troy, would you state your full name for the record, please?
Troy Graham.
And Troy, by whom are you employed?
Resource Energy.
In what capacity?
The evaluation manager.
And can you tell us just a little bit about your expertise? Are you a geologist, engineer? And have you testified before the commission previously?
No, I have not.
What I'd like you to do is briefly highlight for us your educational background and work experience.
Like I said, I have a bachelor's of science from geology from Kent State University. And the last 4 years I've worked for Resource Energy. And prior to that, I worked for Ultra Resources, Martech Consulting, and then Schlumberger. As a field engineer, I've worked in Oklahoma, Texas, Colorado, Louisiana, North Dakota, and Wyoming in my background.
And all those previous positions that you've had with various oil and gas companies, that's been in a position as a geologist, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And in preparation for today's hearing, have you made a thorough study and review of all the relevant geologic matters concerning these two requests?
Yes, I have.
And have you prepared some exhibits or had prepared under your control and supervision some exhibits you intend to sponsor?
Yes, I have.
Offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Troy, let's go to the next three exhibits in the packet, starting with Exhibit 3. Tell me what Exhibit 3 is and then briefly highlight what's contained upon it.
Okay, Exhibit 3 is a structure map on the top of the middle Bakken. Structure contours are 25-foot subsea value. Area of interest is outlined in red, shaded yellow.
Okay, and then let's go to Exhibit 4. Can you tell me what Exhibit 4 is and also briefly describe what's contained upon it?
Yeah, Exhibit 4 is a cross-section map with two cross-sections, A prime from the northwest to the southeast, and then B prime going from the north to the south, covers the area of interest outlined in red, shaded in yellow.
And this exhibit demonstrates what Ms. Corso had testified to, that this area, at least the area that you want to create some 1,280-acre spacing units, was or has been developed on a 640 pattern. Is that correct? Okay, and you're going to have some further exhibits to talk about how you want to develop this on a 1280 pattern. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, let's go on to the next exhibit then, Exhibit 5.
Okay, Exhibit 5 is a cross-section from 8A prime or from the northwest to the southeast, and it shows the upper Bakken Shale, middle Bakken Shale, lower Bakken Shale, and upper Three Forks. The purpose of this slide is to show the continuous nature of both the middle Bakken and the upper Three Forks.
Okay, and the target zone in this area for your proposed 1280s is Middle Bakken and Upper Three Forks, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and I misspoke previously. I apologize. I said three exhibits. There's actually four. Let's go to the next one, Exhibit 6. Can you tell me what that is?
Yeah, this is just another cross-section going from B to B prime, or the north to south. It just adds additional wells.
No further questions for Mr. Graham.
Any questions from the staff?
Troy, this is Bruce Hicks. The existing wells that are out there, are they all in the Three Forks first bench?
No. There are some ones that are in the middle Bakken as well.
And so in your subject formation or sections where you want your 1280s, some of those are in the middle Bakken?
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Outlined in the area, all those wells are in the Three Forks, those one-mile laterals, northwest to southeast orientation.
Okay. And your target, is it also going to be on some of these wells the exact same interval, or will it be a different target within the Three Forks?
No, it will be the same issue, or the same formation, as well as
okay, thank you.
And Mr. Hicks, I might point out that the engineering witness is going to go into that more detail, so it'll give you more information.
Mr. Kent, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
I do.
Thank you.
Bill, would you state your name for the record, please?
Yes, Bill Kent.
And Bill, by whom are you employed?
Resource Energy.
And what capacity?
Vice President of Engineering and Operations.
And have you testified before the commission previously?
No, I have not.
What I'd like you to do, is, as the previous witnesses have done, is briefly highlight for us your educational background and work experience.
Okay. I have a Bachelor's of Science in Petroleum Engineering from Montana Tech of the University of Montana. I am a certified professional engineer in the state of Colorado. I have 14 years of industry experience working at various companies consisting of Anadarko Petroleum, Forest Oil Corporation, Antero Resources, and most recently with Source/Resource Energy.
And And in preparation for today's hearings, have you made a thorough study and review of all the relevant engineering matters concerning the requests?
Yes, I have.
And prepared or had prepared under your control and supervision some exhibits you intend to sponsor?
Yes, I have.
Would offer the further testimony of this witness or that of an expert?
Motion granted.
Bill, let's go to the next exhibit in the packet, which has been previously marked as Exhibit 7A. Could you identify Exhibit 7A and then discuss what's contained on that exhibit, please?
Yes, Exhibit 7A is a proposed well plan for spacing Unit A. What you will see there is the existing 640 northwest to southeast Three Forks laterals that were discussed previously. What you will also see is four Three Forks longer laterals, we will call them, or 2 mile laterals across the 1280 spacing unit. And you'll also see represented there three 1280 or long 2 mile laterals in the middle Bakken represented there as well. In addition to that, you will see on the south side of the exhibit three pads that will be utilized for drilling those new well bores. And you'll see, of course, the outline of the spacing unit and the required offsets for each of those wells. We do intend for these wells to be pad drilled. The plan would be to come in and drill the Three Forks laterals first and then come back at a later date and drill the middle Bakken laterals. In regard to the question about development of Three Forks in the existing zone where the 1 mile laterals already exist, we plan to utilize collision avoidance to not intercept those laterals, and then we also plan to skip the frack stages on either side of those laterals in order to not impact those well bores.
What are the plans with respect to the existing wells that have been drilled on a 640-acre pattern after the wells will, well, you talked about you know, how you're going to drill the wells using collision avoidance. Will you plan to continue to produce those, or will you shut them in or plug and abandon them? Can you just describe a bit of how you'll handle those operations?
Absolutely. Those well bores will be shut in during drilling completion operations, and then after the completion operations have ended and the new laterals are on production, those existing laterals will be placed back on production as well.
Okay, and you indicated that you'll be employing pad drilling in this area. Will you also be utilizing, drilling of more than one well at the same time? Can you describe how you'll be drilling the wells?
Certainly. I think what you're describing is batch drilling.
Yes.
That would be the plan. And to be clear as well, the pads will likely be utilized for new wells going to the south, which are not represented on this exhibit. But, yes, we would plan to batch drill these wells.
Okay, thank you. Now, taking in consideration how you've explained Exhibit 7A, can you go to 7B and maybe very briefly describe what's contained on Exhibit 7B?
Yes, 7B is the proposed well plan for spacing Unit B. And 7B mimics 7A in that it represents the same existing 1 mile Three Forks lateral. It represents the new 10,000 foot Three Forks laterals in addition to the new 10,000 foot Middle Bakken laterals. Pads for the new wells also represented on the south side of the proposed 1280 spacing unit.
Okay, and could you also give us a description of Exhibit 7C?
7C, very similar to 7B, representing the existing 1 mile Three Forks lateral, the proposed new Three Forks and Middle Bakken lateral. The difference here being that the wells are planned to be drilled from the north side of the spacing unit due to proximity of gas gathering infrastructure. Other than that, all of the same representation.
And 7D?
7D, similar to 7C. This is for spacing unit or proposed spacing unit D. 1 mile Three Forks laterals represented that are existing producing laterals, proposed Three Forks and Middle Bakken laterals, and once again, pads represented to the north side of the proposed 1280 spacing unit.
And finally, Finally, with respect to these well layouts, 7E.
And 7E is the proposed plan for spacing unit E. Existing 1 mile three-quarters laterals. I will point out the one difference here is that on the south side for the 640, that is to the south of the proposed 12A spacing unit, the orientation of the existing three-quarters lateral is no longer northwest-southeast, but in this case runs from north to south. Other than that, we've also represented here the proposed three-fourths laterals, the proposed middle Bakken laterals, and once again, these wells proposed to be drilled from the north side of the proposed 12A spacing unit due to proximity to gas gathering infrastructure.
Okay, let's go to Exhibit 8, please. Can you tell me what that is and then briefly describe what's contained upon it?
Yes, Exhibit 8, and I apologize, I recognize that this is quite small. I'll just try to point out the highlights here. Exhibit 8 is the standard wellbore construction plan for these wells. What you'll see represented here is that we plan to drill these wells in accordance with what's customary in the area. We would propose that we would drill and set 9 5/8 surface casing. We would have an intermediate casing string of 7-inch casing, and then our lateral would be cased with 4 1/2-inch casing. It would be a cemented liner, and we are planning a plug-and-perf completion for these wells.
Okay, and Exhibit 9, once again, identify, and then just hit the high points on Exhibit 9. No need to touch on everything that's included.
Okay, got it. Exhibit 9, our reservoir properties and single well economics for the Three Forks well represented within this case. You'll see there that the average formation depth is 8,000-foot TVD. We have an average porosity of 6%, average water saturation of 45%. Using the above parameters, we come up with an original oil in place for 1,280-acre spacing unit of just under 22 million barrels. We anticipate a primary recovery factor of between 10 and 20%, which gives us estimated recoverable reserves of about 4.386 million barrels. For our single well economics, we have estimated recoverable reserves per well of 400,000 stock tank barrels. Moving down to single well economics, we have anticipated well lives for these wells of 33 years. We have estimated operating costs of just under $9,400 per well per month. Our average royalties and overrides out here are about 20%. Average oil price that was used in this model is $42.50 per barrel. This is taking into account our average deduct of $7.50 per barrel in the area. You'll see there that average gas price is listed at $0. The way our gas gathering contract is structured, right now gas revenues are actually sub-zero, so we are receiving zero revenue for that gas. Based on forward-looking curves on gas, and how it relates to our contract, we have chosen to estimate gas revenues to the company at $0. We've calculated our oil severance at 10%. We've calculated our gas severance tax on the new rate of 6.01 cents per MCF. And you can see there that our investment per well is $4.2 million gross for the 8-8. And our anticipated return on investment for these wells is approximately 21% per well.
Okay, let's go on to the gas capture plan, Exhibit 10A. Can you do as you did with the previous exhibits, first identify the exhibits and then discuss what's contained on it?
Yes, Exhibit 10A is a gas capture map. What you'll see represented there in the red line is the One Oak gas gathering infrastructure in kind of the northern part of the basin. What you'll see represented there with the green outline and a green arrow pointing to it is the area of proposed 1280 spacing. What you'll see there is currently gas gathering infrastructure in the area. The gas gatherer is One Oak. We have a contract in place with One Oak, and these 1280 spacing units, the gas would be gathered under that current gas gathering contract.
Okay, let's go to 10B.
Exhibit 10B is a supplemental to the gas capture rate for these wells is 350 barrels of oil per day and 200 MCF per day. That's gross per well. 2A, the destination gas plant, all of our gas from this area does ultimately end up at Hess's Tioga plant. 2B, area gas gatherer, One Oak is the primary gas gatherer in this area. 2C, the proposed route, current line existing in the field will be utilized for gathering the gas. I will point out that each of these proposed 1280 DSUs are within approximately a mile to 2 miles of existing gas gathering infrastructure. So it'll be short build outs to collect the gas from these pads. 3A, the current system capacity in this area of One Oak system is about 30 million a day. And 3B, the current system throughput is approximately 15 million a day. And speaking with One Oak, all of this gas in this area, both our well and some other third party, initially goes through their Crosby compressor station and then heads south down to Epping and then ultimately over to Tioga. Currently, they're only running 3 of 6 compressors that are existing at that facility, so there is plenty of capacity to gather our new gas. 3C reiterates that the capacity at time of estimated first sales will be 30 million a day capacity. 3D, the estimated rate that will be going through the system at our first sales date, we've estimated that at 12 million a day just due to decline of production in the area. While we acknowledge that there are other operators in the area that have historically had development, we're not currently anticipating much development from those operators ahead of our first sales. There are no known gas gathering upgrades or plans to be done by One Oak. 4A and 4B reiterate some of the existing data above. 5A, Resource Energy's current statewide flare percentage for November of 2016 was 3.1%. And 5B, the field-wide flare, i.e. Ambrose Field, where these 1280s are proposed, 3.6% was the flare percentage for Resource Energy operated wells in that field for November of 2016. 6A as a flaring alternative in the event that we're unable to get gas gathering lines there prior to initial production and within the timeline stipulated by field rules or the NDIC. In order to prevent flaring, we would evaluate and consider putting a temporary gas liquefaction unit in place in order to prevent flaring. And then 6B, the estimated flaring reduction with that flaring alternative. This could be as high as
80-90%,
depending on that mobile unit uptime.
Okay. Bill, finally, in your opinion, will the requested relief prevent waste, protect relative rights, and prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
In my opinion, yes.
Okay. That's all the questions I have, Madam Examiner. We'd offer exhibits, we'd offer each one of the exhibits that were identified by the three witnesses.
The exhibits will be received. Are there questions from the staff?
Bill, looking at your development plans, the application is for up to 8 wells. It looks like you're only going to drill 7. Is that right?
That is correct. As I mentioned, that our original application was for 8 wells, and we are now requesting 7.
Okay. And then looking at those schematics, it looks like you have 1 or 3 pads. The middle pad is a middle Bakken pad, and the other two pads on the sides of the middle Bakken pad are Three Forks pads. Is there a reason not to mix the wells? I mean, on each pad, or do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, no specific reason from a development perspective, because we do plan to do the Three Forks first, and as mentioned, we're hoping to utilize these pads to drill wells either north or south, depending on the adjacent units. It just made sense from a timing perspective to locate the Three Forks wells on those two outer pads and locate the middle Bakken wells on the middle pad, but no reason other than that.
Okay. And then your wellbore diagram, how many stages are you going to be doing?
We're planning between 40 and 50 stages per well.
And then your economics, your oil price, and your investment, are those current prices?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
mentioned that when you drill across one of the existing Three Forks wells, you plan to frack protect or not frack immediately adjacent to that existing wellbore. About how far away from that existing wellbore do you plan to blank the pipe or not stimulate?
We plan to not stimulate between 300 to 400 feet within that existing wellbore on either side, north and south.
And then the short lateral that you have depicted on each of the exhibits, 7A, B, C, the shorter lateral that kind of goes towards the corner, and, well, looking at 7A, it's the westernmost Three Forks lateral. Is the reason for that just because you would end up blanking the pipe on either side of that? Is that why you wouldn't drill the additional length, or what is that? Okay. Thank you.
Bill, this is Bruce Hicks. Looking at your Exhibit 9, the primary recovery factor of 20%, that would be all the wells, including the existing ones. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And then going on to the estimated recoverable reserves of the spacing unit, something doesn't equate here. The primary estimated recoverable per well is 400, but you've got 10 times that on the recoverable reserves for the spacing unit, although you're only drilling 7 wells.
Correct. This representation is primarily driven by Three Forks. Because we acknowledge that there is some communication between the Middle Bakken and the Three Forks in this area, it ultimately ends up becoming kind of a blended recovery factor between the two zones.
Okay, so your recovery per well is going to be more than 400, isn't it?
Well, we've terminated the well life in 33 years. There is a possibility that it could be more than 400, but due to operating expenses, et cetera, we've chosen to terminate the well life at 33 years.
Okay. And then on your last exhibit, you're showing that One Oak is the gas gatherer. I guess I'm kind of surprised that all the gas is dedicated to Hess. I thought that was going to State Line for One Oaks, but you're saying that it actually ends up at the Hess plant. Is that right?
That is correct. Ultimately, our POP statements are issued by Hess to One Oak and back to us.
Okay. And do you routinely meet with the gas purchaser in the area to go over your drilling and completion plans?
We do. Our most recent meeting was last week.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that'll conclude our hearing for case 25543.